Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling.
Little Buddy Holly bringing us back. They're late. Great Buddy Holly. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasting. That's the crickets behind him there, too, by the way. Thanks for hanging out with me, 17 Till. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have a lot of fun here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we take our business seriously. We don't take ourselves seriously. That's the trick. That's the balancing act that you have to deal with. Rick Maurer is our guest, and Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, one of my favorite titles. It's also one of my favorite books. It's all about change. We're talking about change. Rick's introducing us to what he calls the magic list. And in the previous segment, he was talking about how this particular customer, that could be you or me, this particular client of his, was ready to make a change and presumed that she knew everything. She knew her employees, her stakeholders were with her. But the truth is, she didn't really know, did she, Rick?
Well, actually, the odd thing is she did know.
Yeah.
But we had to confirm that. That's what was important. You know, and so basically, so the questions were,
so she, it was just, she was just dumb luck then, right? Is that what you're saying?
No. She happens to be one of the best. What I learned from her staff is they said, she's one of the best leaders I've ever worked for.
Wow.
Yeah. But most of the people I work with, and they can be really good leaders, good people, they don't get the truth from people. And so it's important, even if you know the answer, to make sure that you really know and not be able to just say, I think I know.
As we went to the break, I said a couple of things. I said that people enter into change with a certain level of trepidation, a certain level of fear. Maybe it's high, maybe it's low, but some level of fear. That's going to happen. There's not much you can do about that except to resolve the fear. But what you don't want to do is make them feel threatened by you presuming that you know what they want, and by not making them feel stupid, not making them feel like if they don't get what you're telling them, Rick, it's going to make them feel like, you know what, he thinks I should know this. That means if I let him or her know I don't, then I'm going to feel uncompetitive here.
Yeah,
and you don't want to start a process like that, do you?
Right. I agree with you on that second point about not wanting to start, way out ahead of other people. But the first part about people being fearful, sometimes that's true, but in organizations that handle change well, they don't get that same level of fear. And the reason for that is that they keep people in the loop so that a major change doesn't feel like a major change. It's more like, well, of course we need a new computer system. Of course we need to do this or that, because it fits within the overall direction we're going. But when people are in the dark, and then you take the log up to let the mushrooms get some light every once in a while, then you get a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So the leaders really have a lot of control over, do people understand what our business is, what our competition is, what our competitors are doing, what customers are asking for. When that's all in place, of course there'll be a little bit of fear, but there can also be a lot of, and yeah, we've got to do that. Mm-hmm. We've got to roll up our sleeves and make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's within your control as a leader.
And you find this out with the list.
The list, yeah. And as I said, there are basically four questions. And I ask this now of my clients all the time. And do people understand what's going on? What's their reaction? Like, are they afraid? Are they excited? And three, do they trust you to lead a change like this?
That's a biggie.
It's a huge one. And then the fourth one, is there anything else you want to add? And
say the four again, quick, all at once.
Okay. Do people get it?
Yeah.
Do they understand what's going on? What's their reaction to it? Are they excited? Are they fearful? Whatever. But I ask, what's their reaction? I don't try to lead the witness.
Right.
And three, do you trust the leadership team to handle a change like this?
Right.
And then the fourth one, anything else you'd like to add?
Right.
And they're all open-ended questions. And I tell people, this will take you 5 minutes or less to fill it out. The response rate I get is really high, and because it's open-ended, people tell stories. they tell, and so you get a flavor of what's going on rather than you end up with scores that say, well, we scored a 4.2 on that item. Well, that doesn't tell you anything. And, you know, do I have time for a quick story?
Yes.
Here's how where that came from. I was working, a consulting firm brought me in to work with their client and teach them about change and resistance. And this was a planning team on a major business process reengineering, which used to just terrify people in large organizations. It was basically going back. It was kind of a scorched earth way of doing change. You go really back to the basics and rebuild. And anyway, this was the planning team. And they, and I'm teaching my stuff. And this one guy says, but Rick, next week the bomb is going to drop. And I said, and other people are going, oh, yeah, Rick, there's going to be blood everywhere. I mean, getting these terrible images. And I said, what happened? What's going to go on next week? And they said, we're going to hold a meeting. And I said, wait a minute. You know, you're going to hold a meeting. I said, oh, it's going to be awful. And they said, what should we do? And at the time, I mean, I knew no more than you know right now about it.
Right.
And they kept, and they were looking at me like, what should we do? This is going to be awful. And I didn't know what to do. So out of desperation, I said, all right, there are 15 of you here. I'd like each of you to imagine one of those people coming to the meeting next week. You don't have to tell us who it is. Just imagine it. What's going to be on their minds? And as they're telling me, I'm starting to write this down, and this list is starting to form. And I thought, oh. So then I took, let's say, the green marker, and I said, so which of these are issues of people not understanding? That was the first question. I underlined them. Which of these are issues of people are fearful? And I used a different color marker. Which of these have to do with their trust or lack of trust in you? Three different colors.
And what did you find out?
Well, what I found out is there were like maybe 20% of them had to do with people not understanding something. Everything else was either emotional or trust.
Hmm.
And somebody said, ah, actually he used profanity, but he basically said, oh, I see why the bomb is going to drop. We planned an 8-hour meeting to go over those facts and figures.
Rick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.